All right. You know, like Bill said, we like to just on Wednesday evening here at Hour of Power, just like to have a, you know, just I always want you to feel like that we're just sitting here talking with one another. And I want to talk tonight about experiencing biblical success. You know, success, everybody wants success, I think. I mean, most people do anyway. For some, it seems like it's an elusive dream. And, you know, people do all kinds. They go to seminars and they plug in on webinars on the web. And you get the latest books and the latest CDs by all the people talking about success and DVDs. And, you know, sometimes people even get a personal coach to give them coaching lessons on how to be a success. And, you can go take courses, from college, take a few courses and actually there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's all good. But I want to explore the question about success in the Bible. The word success or successful is found 6 times in the New King James Bible. God made Joseph successful, Genesis 39:2. God told Joshua to be successful in Joshua 1:8. Abraham's servant prayed for success in finding a wife for Isaac there in Genesis 24:12. And Job lamented the loss of success in Job 6:13, also again in Job 30:22. And Solomon said that wisdom brings success in Ecclesiastes 10:10. Now, from these verses, it's pretty plain to see that God wants success. And actually, it seems that it's designed in the man to be successful. Now, you know, the scripture in Joshua really tells us how to be successful. It's the one that tells Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. I'll let you find it there. Use your phone, your iPad, real Bible. Some people got both of them. Miss Lynette over there, she's got both of them. She's turning in both on her phone. And she likes to do that because then she says she can go look at other translations on her phone there. I'm going to give 3 different translations. I'm going to start out with the New King James. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. New Living says, NLT says, study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you be prosperous and succeed in all you do. Now the Voice translation says, let the words from the book of the law be always on your lips. Meditate on them day and night so that you may be careful to live by all that is written in it. If you do, as you make your way through this world, you will prosper and find success. I mean, each one of those gives us a little different way to look at that scripture. But actually, if we look at the context of the scripture, we see that God has given Joshua the formula for success, our instructions, you might want to say, to be successful. Now, God wouldn't have told him how to be successful if he didn't want him to be successful. It wouldn't be in there for us to read if God didn't want us to be successful. Amen. Hello. Now, what is success? That's the question, because it seems like everybody has some kind of different connotation of success. Some people say success is position, accomplishment, having a lot of money. Well, those can be success, all right. But I don't think that's what it meant for Joshua. For Joshua and for us as children of God, It means being in the will of God, being obedient to do what God's word says, and accomplishing all that God said that we need to accomplish. And then completing the journey that God has for us. Actually, for Joshua, it's being in his will, obeying God's word, accomplish all that God said for him to do, and then completing the journey that God had for him and Israel. And, you know, the will of God, some people want to know about the will of God. The will of God is a journey, but it's also a destination. Hello? Successful people are those who both travel their journey and reach the destination. It's one thing to start out going somewhere, but it's another thing to get there. And there's a lot of people that start out, but they never finish what God has for them to do, because they want to get involved in other things, and that's not what God has for them. There is a lot of people that want to get in ministry, but they think that getting in ministry is being behind the desk and teaching, whenever ministry is wherever God puts you. God can put you in the business world. God can put you in a helps ministry, such as these people that help us with our worship. That's ministry. The people that work with the kids and the youth and the children, that's all helps ministry. These guys in these red, that's all helps ministry. The guys in those teal shirts or whatever color they are, that is a part of our connection team, they're in the ministry. It's called the ministry of helps. You know, well, I got two guys that are pilots that fly us where we, you know, to all the Ramas all over the world and go to our crusades. They're in the ministry. They're helping me to accomplish what God has called me to do. That's their ministry right now. There's two other people part of this church that are mechanics that keep the plane up. That's ministry. What am I trying to say? So many people want to try to, they're not successful with God unless they're doing what they call being success. And God doesn't call what we call being success. God calls being a success. Success is you being where he wants you to be, doing what he's got you to doing right then. That doesn't mean he may keep you there all the time, but he, you know. I mean, although these men are ministers, but they are also in the ministry of helps because they are helping me run this church. This is not my church. This is our church. The church consists of a lot of different people. And just like an army consists of a lot of different people in the, you know, when I was in the army, but we had different positions. But we're all in the army doing the same thing. That's us. We're all in this church together. Now, me have different positions, do different jobs, but when everybody does their job correctly, we get the job done. Hello. See, you know, our destination, of course, is heaven originally. You know, that's the ultimate destination, but we got destinations along the way. One destination that we got is growing up spiritually. Another thing is, you know, is serving God in some capacity, and I just talked about that a little bit. Another thing we have, is accomplishing the task that is at hand. Come on now. You know, learning skills and talents that will help you win the natural and in the spiritual. Now, people, see, what we need to realize is that God wants us to be successful spiritually, but he wants us to be successful naturally. You ever notice that Abraham, Joseph, you go back in Joshua, all of them, they were successful naturally, but they were also successful in the spirit realm. They got successful in the natural realm because they were doing what they were supposed to in the spiritual realm. Come on now. Anybody get anything out of it? Now, as we go along this journey for success, we need to keep the Word of God in front of us. Joshua 1:8, we'll go back to it. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe do according to all that's written therein. This voice translation says, let the words from the book of the law be always on your lips. Meditate on them day and night so that you may be careful to live by all that's written in it. If you do, if you do that, as you make your way through the world, you will be prosperous and successful. It says here, meditate. Well, that's a high priority. Meditating on the word. See, no real success comes without the word of God being right there in our lives. Somebody said, well, it needs to be number one. No, number one needs to be God. But the word of God is part of God, so that puts it up there. See, because if you say, oh, you need the word of God number one, then somebody writes me a letter and says, no, God has to be number one. Well, the word, John said, the word was God and the word was with God. So if it's God, it's the word. Isn't that what the Bible said? Anybody ever read that over in John? John's gospel? It's funny how you get letters when you make a statement, and sometimes you just have to grin and bear it and go on down the road. The Word of God is actually your roadmap to success. How many of you have ever, well, now, used to when I was growing up and until the internet came out, we had paper maps, our books, a map book, right? Yes. Rand McNally had, that's about the best one. Anybody ever had a Rand McNally? Yeah. Got lots of them, somebody said. Over the years, you do, because the roads changed and they built all those expressways and stuff. If you want to go somewhere, you used to get out the map and check, because you didn't know where you'd never been there. See, this journey we're on, we never been there, so our roadmap is the Word of God. The Word of God outlines the parameters in which we operate. Now, meditate. Meditate means to ponder, think upon, and then when it talks about speaking, murmur and speak the word to yourself. Now, some people, they look at preachers and think we don't ever have problems. We do have problems. We have all kinds of problems that we deal with. I mean, I deal with the church. I deal with the ministry, the schools, personal stuff, And I'm continually saying things, Driving down the road. I'm not being given a spirit of fear, but a power and love and sound mind. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You see, that's part of meditating on the Word of God. It said here, be continued. Didn't it say be continuing on your lips? Let the words from the book of the law always be on your lips. And then we, Mark 11:23, you want to get rid of a mountain, it says talk to it. Say. Three times the word say was there. Right? There's something important about us being successful with God in speaking this word right here, the word of God. Anybody getting anything? You know, this is where a lot of people miss it. They don't continually speak the word of God out of their mouth. Trouble comes and things come. And if you're not careful, you'll give in to your emotion and you'll begin to speak things that you don't need to speak. That's when you have to go back to the word of God. Now, whenever... Like Chris, he didn't have time to go quote the word all the time. He had to say, we say Jesus. Well, that's a powerful word to say in a time of crisis. Hello. You know, the foundation for success doesn't come overnight. It's laid day by day as you look at the word and you read the word. And you keep saying the word, no matter what's coming against you, no matter what it happens or doesn't happen, you stay with what the word says. Meditating on the word means getting your mind and mouth involved. Renewing your mind with the word, speaking the word with your mouth. See, now, once you doing this, now you need, if you want to be successful, now you're speaking the word, you got the word, you know that. What is the next thing? You got to define what your purpose is. And here, define your purpose. Now, in Joshua 1:2, Joshua first chapter. See, we were reading there from... verse 8. Now we're going to drop back to verse 2. Before he told him how to be successful, he gave him a purpose. My servant Moses is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Now here he gave Joshua an assignment and a purpose for success. You don't find success if you don't have a purpose or a reason. Some people might call it a reason. You know, probably some of you got kids that are right now, football practice is going on. Well, they have a purpose for being out there. And that purpose is to get ready to play a football game and be successful. You find that the kids that just want to be on the team, they're not as hard at it as the other guys are. Now, I've been there. I played. I've been on teams. I know. I mean, man, I had a purpose. I went out there. I'm hurting, but I'm still gritting my teeth and going. And other guys, they're lagging back there. You know, they want to be on the team. They want to wear the jersey, but they're not going to put out to be out there on the field and playing. They're a part of the team. Hey, you don't want to just be a part of the team. You want to know what your purpose is and then do everything within your power to accomplish it. Hello? Somebody asked you what your purpose is. Can you tell them? Learn to focus on what your purpose is. You know, hey, I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to preach the gospel and take care of Rhema. That's my purpose. It's what I get up for every day. That's the reason that I keep going. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you need to retire. I don't need to retire. I don't know what I'd do if I did retire. Go crazy. What?
Lynette said, I'd drive her crazy. Miss Lynette said, what I would do. Well, that might be so too.
You know, now, one thing you can do is to write your purpose down and go read it ever so often. Remind yourself. See, when the going gets rough, remind yourself why you're out there. Why you're there. Why you're doing what you're doing. Hello. Now, if you're going to be successful, another thing you need to do is identify your assets. Now, in order to be successful, you need to know what your assets are. Now, your assets are your weapons to help you to succeed. Now, many people only think of assets in the natural terms, material things, money, land, investment, so forth. And that is assets, car, house, stuff. You know, I just read something funny on my Facebook, I guess. It said somebody broke into my house last night looking for money, and I woke up and I got up and started helping them. Evidently, they didn't have no assets or money. I thought y'all might enjoy that. You know, in order to be successful, you need to know your assets. Okay, asset number one, God. God is on your side. There in Joshua 1:5, he says to Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Just as God was with all of the people in the Bible from the beginning to the end, everybody, just as he is with them, he is with us. And if he did it for them, he'll do it for us. If he delivered them, he'll deliver us. See, if he ever was a deliverer, he's still a deliverer. If he was ever a healer, he's still a healer. If he ever was a provider, he's still a provider. Hello. Okay, asset number two. The word of God hidden in your heart, down in your spirit. Because the only way it's going to come out your lips is for it to be down here in your spirit. You know, you can level the opposition by believing and speaking the word. No giant, no foe, no anybody is bigger than God. The same word that created the universe is the same weapon that we have to fight with against our opposition. Amen. Number three, your talents and giftings. Identify the talents and the gifts that God's given you. Those are sometimes the indicator of the way he wants to go, you to go. Now, there's no use of me getting up there trying to sing. I don't have that talent. Now, I can do half decent if I stand beside somebody that sings in my range and I can stay with them. But if they start getting out of my range, I mess up. I try to follow them and I can't go as high as they can, you know. So, you know. But I have always been able to talk. I mean, starting all the way back in the first and second grade, I was in plays and did speeches and stuff, you know. I mean, that's sort of a talent. Well, I had to take it and perfect it to use it for God. Hello, come on there. See, there's some people that are just good working with people. Now, they work in a regular job. Man, those make great ushers because they just good working with people. Come on. There's some people that are just, I call them natural born salesmen. They don't push it on you. They just know how to motivate you to buy. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be one of my talents. But once you discover what your talents and gifts are, then you need to develop them. See, without me realizing, I was developing my talent of being in public speaking and stuff through being in plays and speech and stuff all the way through school. You know, we was in speech 101 in college. I remember that. Yeah. We're walking in and speech teacher, he's pointing at different people and saying, like, I walked in and he pointed at me and said, 5 minute extemporaneous speech. And he pointed to my friend and said something to him about 3 minutes or something. And he got all nervous. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh. Well, I thought for just a minute. So I looked out the window. Actually, I sat down and looked out the window, saw a big old cumulus cloud there. You know, a cumulus cloud is those big old puffy clouds. And then that's the ones that you have when they turn into cumulonimbus. That's when you get a thunderstorm. And I started remembering that because in eighth grade science, our science teacher, Miss Hargrove, she liked weather and stuff. So we did a whole bunch of study on clouds and that kind of stuff. So I got up there and started talking about clouds. I talked about clouds for 5 minutes. Weather, you know, and all that. And got a good grade on it. And my buddy, he said, how'd you do that? I said, well, you just start thinking about something and then you just talk about it. And if you have to, you exaggerate some. You know, there's some people, they can tell a story. I mean, they just start, it's fiction, but they just, you know, they can tell it. Some of them, that they turn that talent into writing a story and then selling it and making money. Hello, come on. So to be successful, make a list of your assets, you know, and you got them there. Both for natural, make a list of your natural assets and your spiritual assets. Learn how to use them effectively. Okay, look at this. Now, we need to realize that to be successful, you got to have a sense of timing. You got to be there at the right time, at the right place. In Joshua 1:10 and 11, it says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days you will cross over the Jordan, go to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. Now here, I want you to notice, he told them, get ready in 3 days. He gave them proper opportunity to get themselves ready. See, he couldn't move too quickly or they wouldn't have been able to meet the demands. And he couldn't wait too long, because that otherwise the enemy might have time to set up defenses. So you may know what to do, but it's really important that you learn when to do it. In 1980, I said that we'd have Ramas all over the world. And I moved to try to make it happen. As a mess. So I just shut everything down. And forgot about it. Till the latter part of 99 and 2000, and everything exploded. That was 20 years. You see, I knew the what, but I didn't have the when. You know, we've got this new youth building back here that the youth are really enjoying. What was it? 8 years? I put that building has been everywhere on this campus. It's been across the street on that vacant lot over there. It's been over on the west side of the NRC. It's been on this east side of the NRC. It's been everywhere. And I just said, well, that's not right. Something's not right. So we didn't do anything. Some people said, well, you're never going to do it. You said you're going to do it, and you're never going to do it. Well, you got to learn to not listen to people. Because they'll get you in trouble. They'll get you doing something too quick, you know. Now, so there I was. And so finally one day we were driving by where it is right now. That's a vacant piece of property. And Lynette said, can the youth building go here? And I looked at it and I got a measure. And I said, yeah, I think it can. Well, the thing about it is, if we'd done it other places, we had to build parking lots and cross the street. We're going to have to do about close to $800,000 or $900,000, $1 million worth of shrubbery and stuff to keep it, any noise or lights from going into the neighborhood back there. And it was ridiculous. And so now I said, that's it. And we started, it's there. But you see, some people get upset when you don't jump immediately. You need to learn, sometimes you may know the what, but you need to know the when. Because if you got the what and you do it too quick, it's not going to work. And if you got what to do and you do it too late, it won't work. Come on now. You know, a farmer, he puts a crop in. He's got to know. He may know what to do. Yeah, we got to plant. But when? Well, you got to work the field first. Then you got to plant seed. Then you got to cultivate the crop. Then finally you get to harvest. You can't get any of those ahead of one another. It don't work that way. A large part of being successful is being at the right place at the right time. I said it before, but look at Ecclesiastes 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Now drop down to verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. When you listen to the Holy Spirit on the inside, he knows, you may know the what, but he knows the when. Okay? Now, you know what? There's some people, they'll criticize you for doing something, and the same people will turn around and criticize you for doing nothing. Come on now. You get what I'm talking about? Don't worry about what people say. Now, you've got to be strong and courageous if you're going to be successful. Because it's not going to come easy. Yeah. How many guys play football in here? Did winning that position and playing on the field, did it come easy? Huh? No, I never found it come easy at all. I found it was hard. You know, I don't know. I don't know nothing about blocking down in the line, but I do know something about playing some wide receiver and playing some running back. And I'll tell you what, those guys that's trying to make the defensive side of the ball, they're trying to knock the fire out of you, and you're trying to run over them and go for a touchdown. That's not easy. Anybody been there? The devil. Now, you say, well, what are you talking about? The enemy is going to, the devil, he's going to come at you hard to try to knock you off of your purpose and off of your course, keep you from being successful. That's when you got to do what God told Joshua in Joshua 1:6. And I realize I'm over time, but that's all right. I'm going on anyway. Joshua 1:6, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now, verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. See, there's success again, prosper and success. Then verse 8, we've already read that. Now, go back to verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See, if you're going to be success with God and what he's called, if you're going to be a success in the natural, you got to be strong and courageous. Sometimes you got to be willing to step out where everybody else is telling you, no, I wouldn't do that if I was you. If you know for sure that God has said do it, then you better do it. See, you got to refuse to be afraid. You got to refuse to be afraid. I've made up my mind I'm determined to be strong and courageous. If God said it, I can do it. Amen. Philippians said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? So, you have to get it in your mind that I am boldly going to be a success. Naturally and spiritually. I mean, you got to just boldly say it. Everybody stand up. Say this with me. God wants me to be successful. In the spiritual. And in the natural. This is my time. To be successful. In every area of my life. I determine tonight to have the Word of God in me and the Word of God coming out of my mouth so that I can be and do what God says I can do. In other words, what the Word, because God is the Word, right? What the Word says, I believe it. I believe I can do whatever God said right here. How many of you believe you can do what God said right here? Say it with me. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and thank God. Father, we thank you tonight for all that you've done for us. I thank you, Father, that you're going to lead and guide and direct us. Help us in our natural lives. Help us in our spiritual lives to be what you want us to be. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Well, I trust you got something out of this little discussion tonight. You know, on Wednesday night, that's why I just like to talk to you about life. Things of life. I mean, some people don't realize what I'm doing, but I'm trying to help you in life. Naturally and spiritually, okay? Praise the Lord. Hey, if you happen to be here tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, the ladies over here, the men over here, come down here and pray with them and you won't leave here like you came. If you need to rededicate your life to God, you know what it is, but hey, you sort of got off on the wrong trail, come on back. And God's standing there with his arms wide open saying, come on back. Amen. If you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Come down here. They'll pray with you. If you need healing, if you need somebody to pray with you for any reason whatsoever, as we're dismissed, come to the front and they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. Amen. Hey, Sunday morning right here, be right here at 10 o'clock. Praise the Lord. Hey, for all of you that were watching on the e-church and all you that were watching on the Facebook Live, we're glad to have you. We're here every Wednesday night at 7 Central Standard Time, on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, or Central Daylight, I guess it is now, and 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. We're glad. 6 o'clock. You getting me all mixed up. Somebody is anyway. 6 o'clock on Sunday night, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Hey, come and bend this tune back in and be with us. Hey, turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to be what God says I can be, both naturally and spiritually. We'll see you Sunday. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now. Oh, hold it. I forgot. Connection team, go find our first time guest. We are so glad to have you with us. If you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Hey, just come on and be a part of us. Hey, connection team, find our first time guests and take them to get that special gift that we put together for them. All right. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.